Good evening, friends. Good evening, American scientific affiliation and Canadian scientific and Christian affiliation. On behalf of the CSCA, I'd like to welcome you. I'm Arnold Sikkema. I'm the executive director of the Canadian Scientific and Christian Affiliation, celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And beside me is Heather Pryor. And Heather is our president, the president of the CSCA. So we're very glad to be able to host this celebration conference, host all of you from North America and from around the world for this conference. We're so glad that you're able to be here. Special welcome to those who are also joining us online. As we begin this conference, it's something that we've learned in Canada in terms of our Truth and Reconciliation Commission, working with our Indigenous peoples of this country to begin most events with the land acknowledgement. And so for many of you, perhaps this is the first time you've experienced the land acknowledgement because it's not as common in the U.S., I understand. So we are having a land acknowledgement, especially designed with the University of Toronto, as well as thinking about our Christian institution as we work with people who have been here long before us. So you can see the printed land acknowledgement also in your program on the first page. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, which is from Psalm 24, verse 1. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. And that's from Psalm 115, verse 16. We wish to acknowledge this land on which the University of Toronto operates. For thousands of years, it has been the traditional land of the Huron-Wendat, the Seneca, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. Today, this meeting place is still the home to many Indigenous people from around across Turtle Island, and we are grateful to have the opportunity to work on this land. Turtle Island is an Indigenous name for North America, in case you were unaware of that. So this is our 50th anniversary, so you've all received in your program booklet this wonderful newsletter that has been produced by many of the members of the CSCA over the years, including new people and people who've been with us for a long time. So please do have a look at this throughout the weekend. Tomorrow night, we have a special celebration event with our Canadian barbecue, which features regional foods as well as Indigenous items. So please look forward to that. And I hope that you enjoy the conference. I don't think I have a whole lot of specific things to say, except I will mention if you are a CSCA member in particular, we do have our annual general meeting, which is tomorrow night, Saturday night after the plenary address. So please, if you're a CSCA member, stick around for that. And also on Sunday evening for CSCA members, we have a dinner meetup for all of us to have a good time for fellowship together. So again, welcome everyone to the University of Toronto Mississauga, and we wish you all a wonderful conference.
Welcome, I'm Janelle Curry, the president of the ASA, and we are so pleased to be here with our Canadian colleagues and help them celebrate. And I'm also pleased that the border is open after COVID. I just wanted to remind you of the ASA spirit, and we do have a statement that's written on page 2 of in your programs. The ASA encourages thoughtful and provocative scientific presentations and discussions. Presenters and discussants are expected to maintain a humble, civil, and loving attitude towards individuals who have different opinions. So remember that this is a big tent organization. And at the ASA, we are committed to the values of intellectual humility. So I encourage you to be inquisitive about why others might have different opinions than you do. And be courageously curious. Through this intellectual humility and curiosity, allow the value of radical hospitality to be exhibited, modeling for others what it means to be the body of Christ. So I wish you a wonderful conference. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. We're just delighted that you've chosen to join us for ASA 2023 here at the University of Toronto, Mississauga. This is our second post-COVID in-person meeting, and we're just thrilled to be hosting from Canada and celebrating CSCA's 50th anniversary. My name is Vicki Best, and I serve as the Executive Vice President for the American Scientific Affiliation. And on behalf of the Board of Directors and our entire team, we want to offer you a warm welcome to the 275 attendees, both here in person and over our live stream, as well as our exhibitors, sponsors, and partner organizations. We have quite the makeup of registrants this year, including 28 VIP members, those members who have been faithful for 40 or more years. We have 44 students in attendance, 49 fellows, 37 spouses and family members, and 77 people attending for the very first time. And from all over the world, we have seven countries represented, including Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Japan, the UK, as well as the US and Canada. So welcome to everyone. I know that a lot of you have traveled by planes, trains, and automobiles, some road tripping from various parts of North America, and some have experienced frustrating airline delays. Some have hit lightning storms like we did coming from Boston, and even perhaps getting little mishaps getting settled into the dorm rooms. For those of you in the air-conditioned rooms, doesn't this auditorium feel luxurious? It does, right? In this COVID world, we certainly need to extend extra grace and patience, and we appreciate you doing so. But we're just glad that you've arrived safely and you can now relax, take a deep breath, refresh your soul, and enjoy what's going to be a spectacular weekend. If you've never experienced the famous Tim Hortons, be sure to grab a coffee or a box of Timbits over in the Davis building. Janelle and I were able to do that yesterday, and it was delicious. Please know that our team has been praying over this conference for many months, prayed for each of you individually, and our prayer is that God's Spirit would be at work in a powerful way and that you'd be richly blessed by your time this weekend. Founded in 1941, the ASA is 82 years old, and we've been holding these annual meetings for 77 of those years. In 2020, during the pandemic, we held a modified meeting that we called the Summer Something. In 2022, we conducted our first, or 2021, we conducted our first ever virtual meeting. Last summer, we were back in person at Point Loma in San Diego. And this summer, we're excited to be here in Toronto with our Canadian partners and friends. And as I've been heavily invested in the planning of these meetings, I have a deep appreciation for all the work that's involved with executing a conference of this magnitude. It really takes a small army to pull off an endeavor like this, especially from a distance and over a border. So I'd like to take a few minutes now to recognize and introduce the dedicated team and planning committees who have given above and beyond to make this meeting a success. In addition to Janelle and me, the others who make up our team are Becky English, Lynn Berg, and Michelle Pizzeni, who work with me in the Topsfield, Massachusetts office, and they play a major role in the planning and preparation of a myriad of major and minor details. Three more critical team members are Dana Oleskowitz from the Cleveland, Ohio area, who works with our chapters and affiliates. Hannah Eagleson. Hannah, if you're here, raise your hand. She's from Ithaca, New York. And Hannah's responsible for our Emerging Scholars Network partnership and the number of students that are here this weekend. Mark and Jordan McEwen, AKA the Brother Tech Twosome that look like identical twins, hail from Vancouver, and they're the masters handling all the IT elements of this conference. And we're just also delighted to have my daughter, Skylar. Most of you have probably met her. Again with us for the fourth year. She's an early career member and has volunteered over the last 3 years, as well as my niece, Caitlin. She interned in the ASA office last year, and she's a student member. The team This team that I've just mentioned are your go-to people over the course of the weekend, and you can find them at the welcome table for any questions, concerns, or even conversations. And as our conference moves around North America from year to year, it's also critical to have key people locally to assist with the program and local arrangements. This year, we're blessed to have a terrific team from this Toronto area representing the Hamilton and Montreal chapters. Vlad Passerin and Bob Geddes are the duo that make up the local arrangements team. Vlad holds the position of principal at VPM Research and is also employed in the chemical engineering department at the University of Waterloo. Bob, after working 15 years in mineral exploration with the Ontario Geological Society, served as pastor of Southgate Presbyterian Church for 19 years. He currently serves on the ASA Board of Directors and has served previously on CSCA's Executive Council. They are responsible for the many multitude of local and campus details, including today's field trips. Janet Warren and Rob Mann are the program co-chair team. Janet is a family physician and independent scholar, as well as the past president of the CSCA. Rob is professor of physics and applied mathematics at the University of Waterloo, as well as a past president of the CSA too. And this pair has been actively involved with the ASA for many years, and they're the ones responsible for this stellar lineup of speakers and the outstanding program that you're going to experience over the weekend, and you're going to hear from them in a few minutes. I want to say a couple quick words about social media for the conference. You probably see our Facebook and Instagram already very active. A number of you are participating and commenting. Keep up with that. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page or followed us on Instagram or LinkedIn, please do so. You'll hear about important updates and events and posts and things of that like. Please also like, share, and comment on all social media to enhance our engagement. And if you want to post on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter over this weekend, use the hashtag ASA3Org2023. And let's be friendly and social over the course of the weekend. Step outside your comfort zone and take the time to get to know somebody perhaps that you don't know, including our remarkable students that are with us this weekend. We have a fun icebreaker. Dana will come up at the conclusion of this program, and that's another great way to get to meet new people. We especially encourage you to attend. Tomorrow evening will be the CSCA's 50th anniversary barbecue, and then, as Arnold mentioned, the State of the ASA meeting on Sunday night will be a great way for you to hear about the exciting strategic direction and visioning for the organization. And before I turn the mic over to Vlad and Bob, we want to express our appreciation to the UTM Conference Services for their support and efforts in making this meeting a success. So with that, Team ASA and I look forward to meeting and engaging with you over the course of the weekend. So please enjoy.
Thank you, Vicky, for those welcome words. A warm welcome to everyone from the local organizing committee in Mississauga or Toronto area. My name is Vlad Passerin, and I just want to run through a few housekeeping items for the coming days highlight some of the events coming up tomorrow morning. So the building we are in right now is the so-called Communications, Culture, and Technology Building, labeled in the manual or in the booklet as CC or sometimes CCT. It's the same building. And since you are here, you found your way here. Most of the meetings are in this building and in one other building, the instructional building, not too far from here. I think there are a couple meetings there tomorrow and Sunday, perhaps Monday also. So those are the two places we need to learn how to reach. We'll be using three floors in this building, of course, this auditorium, and then the breakout sessions are on the second and third floor. Just for everyone's awareness, there are bathrooms on each floor, The bathrooms on the third floor are all gender bathrooms. One point for perhaps family members that may be with you here. I learned just very recently that the rec center, which is on campus, is actually open to public, and you can purchase a day pass for $12 Canadian for use of the very nice swimming pool and the exercise room and so on. So if anyone is interested in that, what you need to do is on the handy map, which is on the last page of your booklets, the building is labeled as Recreational Athletics and Wellness Center. You can get there through the Davis building, not far from here, and you could purchase the day pass for yourselves or for your family members for use of that building, that facility. I apologize for the temperature. It's very hot last couple of days, and I understand that some rooms do not have cooling, so we are trying to get some fans. If you are really sort of desperate, just reach out, and I have a couple of fans in the car. One of them is already spoken for, but let me know. So I'll let Bob to mention a special event tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Vlad. Well, also very pleased to report in on the first activities of the meeting, in that we had three very successful field trips today, and I'm very appreciative of all the leadership that took part in that. And so check around and ask how the field trips went, and you will get some good reports. It's my pleasure to be able to announce the very first activity for tomorrow morning. That's at 6 a.m., and that'll be led, quote unquote, by myself. We'll meet at in front of, well, right in the lobby of Oscar Peterson, and head over, and it shouldn't take more than an hour, and it's pretty easy going, but it's through a lovely deciduous forest and some other things, and so that's at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I'm also going to take the opportunity to hope that you all work hard to get here by 8:15, which is when our devotions time will start, and then that will get us off to a good start for the rest of the day if we are able to do everything, as the Presbyterians say, decently and in good order and on time. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. The only other reminder is that there is the first meetup, breakfast meetup tomorrow morning for geologists and biologists at 8:30 a.m. in the Oscar Peterson Hall.
Good evening, I'm Janet Warren, and I'd also like to extend my welcome to all of those joining us in person and online. I'm excited about this conference. Yeah. Anyone else? I too would like to thank the ASA office, the planning team. There's been a lot of work gone into this. Thanks to all those who led the field trips today. Thanks for all those who are presenting, whether in oral or in person. Thanks to those who have agreed to moderate sessions. You may notice in the program that there's been a few changes already, and there might be some things that seem odd why they fit together. So as I said, there's been changes. So I'll ask that you just be patient with us. There may be more changes throughout the session. So trust that it will all go well and that we will all be blessed through this conference.
Welcome, everyone, to the northern part of the continent. We're delighted to see so many here in this celebration of the 50th anniversary of the CSCA at this meeting of the American Scientific Affiliation joint with us. We are focusing on the future of science and faith, and we have tried our best in our program to represent all of the sciences, physical, life sciences, psychological sciences, information science, environmental science, and the theological perspective on them. And we have a lively program, as Janet said. We look forward to meeting as many of you as we can. We've already had a few rather interesting workshops this afternoon as well. And we hope throughout the weekend, these discussions, these presentations and interactions will continue. So before we, I call on Matthew Morris to introduce our main speaker this evening, let's just begin with a prayer. Please pray with me. Our Lord in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity to meet together freely to discuss and understand the wonder of your creation, the intelligibility of the universe, and the future of where our faith is going in what is a rapidly changing world of science and technology. We trust, Lord, that your Spirit is with us, that you remind us all that we are called to be your disciples, your followers, and that you love each of us so dearly that you gave your only begotten Son for all of us. Guide us this evening. Guide Dennis Alexander as he presents to us. May your Spirit be with each of us individually and with us collectively as a group. In Christ's name, amen. And now I'd like to call on Matthew to introduce our speaker.